Nearly 5 weeks after Hurricane Katrina devastated much of the Gulf Coast, victims are still struggling to get help. The Federal Emergency Management Agency is making some progress providing housing and other assistance to hundreds of thousands of people, but complaints continue about red tape and confusion. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Atlas Brown, also known as Big Al, sits in front of a friend's flood-damaged home in Biloxi, Mississippi. He has one question for an approaching journalist. Are you from FEMA? He's been waiting 10 days to hear someone say yes.
Ever since after the hurricane, waiting on people to come by. I know somebody got to be home. When they come and nobody don't be here, or you're not going to go in and check it.
And until the house is checked, Brown's friend, who's in Tennessee, can't get money to clean or rebuild. One person did come by, but was little help.
That man told me this address wasn't on the paperwork, so I don't know what to say.
5 miles up the road in D'Auberville, things aren't much different. Retiree Jerry Grimes pulls a piece of paper from his car, where he now keeps all his personal belongings.
I got the application that I filed for FEMA. I was looking for the date on here. The gentleman here, yes, here it is. He was here September 1st.
That made Grimes optimistic he'd get quick relief after Hurricane Katrina destroyed most of his home. He was supposed to get an answer in 10 days. But now, a month later...
No reply from him whatsoever.
Throughout the Gulf region, tens of thousands of hurricane victims are in a similar state. Many say they understand that this disaster is unprecedented, that they might have to be patient. But they're also confused about what they're supposed to do and when help will arrive.
We need help! We need help! We need help!
In Houma, Louisiana, Thursday night, several hundred people attended a rally outside the Civic Center. More than 600 Katrina evacuees are still being sheltered inside. Many are frustrated, but local officials say things have improved in the past week. A FEMA disaster recovery center is scheduled to open on Monday, and efforts are being made to find more permanent housing here and elsewhere in trailers and mobile homes. James Smith is emergency management director for Lamar County, Mississippi. He says things there are going pretty smoothly.
We have a FEMA liaison that comes in every day and just to assess our needs of the county, and we're pretty much relaying to them what the people are relaying to us. So it seems to be going well, and we're definitely on the right track.
He says FEMA has placed 65 families so far in mobile homes at a local campsite. But as of Friday, only about 3,500 families had been placed in trailers or mobile homes throughout the Gulf region. A FEMA spokeswoman says things are going more slowly than the agency would like, but that it's complicated working with local and state officials to find suitable sites. She says that's one reason FEMA this week approved cash rental assistance for some 334,000 households. But Reinhard Deering, chief administrative officer for Slidell, Louisiana, says excessive red tape has also slowed things down.
The constant inspection of sites, re-inspection of sites, drafting up leases, and then another inspection from a Corps guy, then another inspection from a FEMA person.
He says the city wants temporary housing for about 25,000 people, but only 100 trailers have arrived so far. Baton Rouge Mayor Melvin Holden complained to Congress this week that he, too, was encountering problems, even though his city has some 220,000 evacuees. He told Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairwoman Susan Collins there was still no single FEMA point person for his city more than 4 weeks after the storm.
But let me tell you, for the first time last night, I got a call. I don't know whether they knew I was testifying before
the committee. I suspect that might have something to do with it.
But at that same hearing, Robert Eccles, the judge for Harris County, Texas, which includes Houston, said he's had great help from FEMA, that the agency is responsive and flexible. He said some people have unrealistic expectations.
I had a lady on the radio yesterday calling in that had a tree on her house, and she was upset. Where's FEMA? They're not taking care of me. So, you know, well, first, where's your insurance company? FEMA, you know, it's a disaster to her, but it's not really where you need those FEMA assets, and people don't really understand FEMA.
Aileen Jones of Biloxi admits she doesn't understand everything, but just wants information. She knows that many are worse off than she and her husband.
I would be happy if I could just get a straight answer. You know, say, okay, it's going to be, you're on the list, it's going to be about 3 months. It's going to be 6 months.
just so she can know when they might be moving from the tent on their front yard into a trailer. Pam Fessler, NPR News.